Hey, good morning, Mr. Williams. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you today?
All righty, Paul. Are you ready to go?
Well,
I got.
I wanted to double check. We've got your client interview in about 45 minutes. Were you able to get to the bank and find out what's going on?
Yeah, I got that card all cleared up. Yeah, they had it blocked. Yeah.
Okay, so the one that we have on file ending 1320, that one should be okay to process for the 299 then, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you will still be available for your follow-up call at the top of the hour? We have it
Yes.
scheduled at 11.
Just a minute, hold on. More than okay. Hell. What? Shit. Man, damn it.
You okay?
Well, I'm okay, but minute.
So we were able to process that payment. Everything's cleared and good to go on our end if that follow-up time still works for you at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Or
So
10 o'clock.
you're okay. You already
10
processed.
o'clock. Yeah, no,
You're already.
we did process that, and your follow-up call is scheduled at 10 o'clock, so in about 45 minutes.
Okay. So my question is, you did collect on the payment?
Yeah, it did go through, no problem at all. So whatever you were able to do yesterday, and by the way, I greatly appreciate that and your kindness, your patience and persistence even in dealing with that because it took all of those things. But yeah, whatever you were able to accomplish on your end, it did work because we were able to process that. I can give you a confirmation number or I can email it to you.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah.
Okay. Let me just pull that up to you. If you've got a pen handy, I'll give it to you 3 digits at a time. That usually works out at the end. But are you ready for that transaction ID?
Just a minute.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so it's 883-197-341. 716-890 and then 9. So 883
Okay, 883, go ahead.
883-197-341-716-8909.
8909, okay.
Correct. And that again was for the exact amount of 299. So you're all set and squared away. Now, now that the account is live and active, that's when all of the emails get sent out. So you will actually, it looks like in a moment you're going to be sent the welcome email. That one has already actually been sent out. Your welcome email is the one that has not been sent out. You'll get the welcome email in a minute or two here. That's going to have your dashboard access, so your login credentials. Now, again, if you're writing stuff down, you can write it down now. But you'll also, once your tracking system is live, receive a call and text and an email regarding the login account and notifying you that your dashboard is active. Now, I think at this point, no mail is your default username, but we're going to change that to the phone number that we're speaking on right now, 918-902-1914, and then cool success will be your default password. But I do want you to confirm that with the welcome email that should be sent out momentarily. You also received an additional email, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, so don't worry if you don't have everything. But anything you send there will help us to, you know, expedite the process of getting you verified, kind of reassuring Google that you are a real
Hey, do you think that I'm recording all this information when you just go nonstop like that?
No, I'm just telling you that you're going to get an email that has information on there and what to expect. I don't expect you to.
Oh, okay. So you're telling me that I'm going to get an email that's going to, the contents is going to be the dissertation that you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you're going to get an email that has a list of photos that you can send our way. So it doesn't have to be everything on that list. But when you get it, it says action needed, pictures needed, Google for Google verification. You can click on that, and it's going to have the list of things that I'm going to mention here for you. Okay? So you already have this one in your inbox.
Let's reverse. What was the code number that you gave me, right, in this long line of stuff that you said?
So keep an eye out for your welcome email. That's going to have your login credentials for your tracking system. Okay, hold on, slow up.
Okay, look for welcome email.
Correct. It should be sent out momentarily.
Okay. Now, what was the code that you said? That you sent me, and what was the name of the code?
So this should be contained in your welcome email. But
the welcome email is going to contain
credentials, correct?
And all of the information pertaining to what you already made mention here in this dissertation, right?
Correct. I'm just letting you know what to expect when you see that email.
Okay.
There is one email, though, that I would like you to open up now, and you should already have it. It says local splash initial invoice. It will also have generated a text message. So look for the one that says local splash initial invoice.
Okay, just a minute.
Sure.
How are you spelling your name, Splash?
Like a splash of water, S-P-L-A-S-H.
Okay, local splash import, is that what you're saying? Input?
Initial invoice.
Initial, okay.
Yeah, initial like first or like the initials of your name. Invoice. So you should see one that says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that one? You got it just about 6-7 minutes ago?
No, I'm not that computer literate. I'm just trying to learn this stuff, you know, and I've never had a real website, see? Yeah, I got a phone here, yeah.
No, on your phone, there should be a text message that says local splash initial invoice.
All right.
If you're able to also open up your email.
Yeah, hang on. I got an incoming call here, and I'm going to let it pass. All right. Okay. Okay, local splash, Antonio, to get your Google business. Okay. All right. So it says, local splash friendly reminder, your client interview is scheduled for January 21st, 2026, between 10 a.m. to 10 to 11 in Central Standard Time. Look forward to speaking with you.
That one was sent at 9 o'clock, and you should have received one shortly after that.
Okay, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to email. We have on file. Please click here. Okay.
Yeah, so click on the click here. And when you click on the click here, it's going to open up the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is everything that we went over in the voice verification that we did yesterday. And you can scroll through what starts out as, I see it as a blue field, Google Business Profile Optimization, etc. So, I mean, obviously you're a busy man. I don't want to walk you through all of this, but Google's going to be our main focus. But you'll also be on Bing, and again, all of the other things that we're including, Facebook
ads,
websites.
Will I be on voice search?
Siri on a smartphone, absolutely.
Yeah, Siri, yeah.
Do you see at the bottom of the one that you just opened up, the three boxes? The first one says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number, and I certify that I am an authorized holder and signed to the credit card, and that all is...
And if you acknowledge that the payments are automatic. So we do want you to click on all three of those boxes.
Boxes? I don't see any boxes.
Yeah, right next to where it says I agreed to receive SMS messages, there should be a place where you can tap and put a check mark.
There's not.
You're on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying next to where it says what I read on here is not a box. There's no box.
No, I heard you say that. I'm asking if you're on your smartphone, it might help to turn it sideways. If you're in landscape mode, everything becomes a little easier to see.
Okay.
And you should see boxes next to all three of those things.
Oh, okay. Well, I turned it sideways, and I don't know how to turn it sideways. Actually, I turned it actually literally physically sideways. But if there's a button push to make it turn sideways, I don't know how to do that.
Okay, maybe you're locked. Maybe you're locked in portrait mode. But if you scroll to the left, there should be a box in the beginning of that, ahead of where it says I every time. So I agree, I certify, I acknowledge. There should be a box in front of that in every instance.
Okay, my screen ain't moving to the sideways. Okay. Okay, I touched some button to change the screen.
Perfect.
Anyway.
Yeah, if you're able to touch something that looks like a lock, like a physical lock, like a padlock, if you click on that, it should unlock your unlock landscape mode to where it would be something that would become much easier to read when your phone is turned sideways. But even if you're in portrait mode, if you're able to see it to the left of it, you should be able to.
Hey, we're going to have to go slow motion here.
And
I'm going to need someone else to assist me. I'm in the infantile stage.
You're doing just fine. Not everybody is computer savvy, and you don't have to be to function in today's world. You're doing just fine, and I know you're going to do great with our service. Now, I just wanted to give you the heads up with this one.
Yeah.
If it's not something that you're able to do, Our client interview technician can walk you through that. The most important thing that you can do, and you kind of agreed to it when we talked yesterday, is that you're receptive and responsive to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from your customers, because they're trying to hire you. You have to answer the phone when it rings, or you won't be able to get the job.
You do real well. You dialogue well, and you're a great informer.
You have to also be receptive when we call you. And we're going to call you in about 35, 45 minutes for your client interview. Okay?
So what is that going to entail? What is that going to all entail?
We're going to talk to you in detail about your company, your services, make sure that we have all of the different services you want to provide. It helps us to build your website. It's a client interview. So we'll be talking to you about how you want your website to look, where you want your website to show up, meaning the cities you want to be found in. You know, we'll talk to you about a mission statement if you have one.
Right.
So that helps you build out your website. Do be sure that you're ready for that phone call. Like I said, it should be in about 35, maybe 40, 45 minutes. But we are going to call you back. If I am in between phone calls, I'll be on that call in the beginning. I'll be the first one to say hello if I am. If not, it means I'm on another phone call and the technician is calling you by themselves. But hopefully I'll be able to be on that call, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have. So this is a very important phone call because it's going to allow us to get your account officially started, meaning to start working on things, to start building out your website. If you're not able to navigate the email that we were just looking at a second ago, if you're not able to put in your name and click the confirm signature, we need one.
Do y'all work on weekends?
We're just Monday to Friday. We need one of two things to happen today. You need to do your client interview, which is scheduled in about a half an hour, and or you need to navigate the email that I was trying to walk you through right now. If both of those don't happen, we can't start on your account. We can't build your website. We're stuck sitting on our hands. So one of those two things do need to happen. If you're not able to navigate and, you know, click the three boxes and put your name in there and click the confirm signature, then we absolutely have to do the client interview to get things started, okay? So do be on the lookout for that phone call that should get to you in about 30 minutes.
I'm scared.
You're going to be fine. I know that your client interview technician is going to be patient with you, and it's really just off the top of your head questions regarding your business.
Okay.
I mean, you've been doing this a long time. You know where you want to provide services. You know what services you want to provide. It's really a simple and straightforward process. A lot of the information is specifically to help us build out your website and create the necessary content. Some of it is required from Google to make sure that everything is compliant. But our client interview technicians do a great job, and I know they'll do a great job with you. Okay? I hope I'm able to jump on that call, and I'll try to be in between phone calls at that time. But I never know, I might take a call in 5 minutes that takes me an hour, and I might not be able to be on that call in half an hour. But hopefully I will be, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting things set up here. We're excited to get this started for you. Looking forward to getting your website done and get more phone calls to you. I know you're going to be very successful with this, and we're looking forward to being a big part of your continued success, especially, you know, in the very near future and all throughout 2026.
Well, I really appreciate it. I feel like I'm in good hands with you.
I know that you are, and I appreciate that as well. Well, like I said, I'm going to finish putting some notes in here, and then our client interview technician, with or without me, will call you in about 30, 35 minutes. Hopefully, I'll be on that call as well. If I'm not able to, you know, then our technician will take good care of you, okay?
Okay, now what's your full name, sir?
My name is Paul Gordon, like Flash Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Okay, Mr. Gordon.
Okay. So I appreciate you. And then, Mr. Williams, do be on the lookout for that phone call that should come to you in about 30 minutes.
And what's your position there?
I'm a senior account specialist.
Okay, well, you do real well.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate that that compliment. That means a lot coming from you and coming from my clients, and especially with your experience. And I know you've talked to a lot of people, you know. I really appreciate speaking with you. You've always been respectful. You've always been kind, and I appreciate that. I don't always get that with everyone I speak with, but certainly you have been respectful of my time, and I appreciate that. I do hope to be in between calls when our technician calls you again. Be on the lookout for that call. That should be coming to you right at or a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock.
I'm going to try as hard as I can. You know, I'm looking toward tomorrow morning, actually. But I'm going to look at some real estate, you know, and I had an appointment to be out there, you know, in the cold looking at this property here in about 30 minutes or so.
We have that as the scheduled time. If that does still work for you, if that does not work for you, I can schedule a different time. That's why I'm asking if you'll be available in half an hour.
Yeah, I probably won't.
Okay, so we should schedule a different time because, like I said, if you're not able to navigate that email and we can't do what's called client interview absent. And if you're able to confirm the signature. If you're able to click on those three boxes, that means you understand what we're trying to do, and we can do the best we can without doing a client interview. It's called
Let's do the client interview. Let's do the client interview tomorrow around 11 o'clock.
Around 11 o'clock. I could do 11 o'clock tomorrow. Let me just double check it. But you have to be able to answer the phone because I have to call one of my clients later on and tell him we're canceling his account because he never answered the phone for his client interview, and he brushed me off when I told him the importance of signing the terms and conditions. So we've tried many times to contact him. He never answered, or he says, when we do reach him, he says, can you call me later? And then he answers and says the same thing. And never one time did he take 5 minutes to get through.
Are you talking about me? Are you talking about me?
I'm not. I'm hoping that I'm not. I'm telling you right now, I have a client that I have to cancel. He signed up about 13 days ago, and we tried for several days to call him and do our client interview. I reminded him several times of the importance of signing the terms and conditions. Neither of those things ever happened. So we've been sitting on our hands for 2 weeks, and we cannot continue to reach out. We're going to have to cancel that account. I don't want that to happen to you, especially since we're not doing your client interview in 30 minutes anymore. We're doing it tomorrow now, and you have so far not been able to navigate the terms and conditions. I do not want to have your account canceled in 2 weeks, okay? So we are going to schedule your follow-up call, but you need to be there.
Tomorrow I'll be sitting with somebody at my bank, and it'll be one of the people there that will be sitting with me doing this. One of them women, they're real sharp, you know.
Okay. You don't necessarily need anybody's help for your client interview, but you need to be there. You need to answer the phone when we call you.
And like I said, I'll have a qualified person to speak, completely savvy, because I'm in an infantile state, and I'm going to learn all this, and I'm going to also learn how to turn my screen around. I'm going to get help from these women. I've had been at the same bank for almost 20 years.
Okay, and I know they were helpful. Did you have to go inside the bank, talk to somebody?
I'm launching a nonprofit organization, and
they're helpful with you.
Yeah, and they're familiar with that too. They know I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna also open up that account for Parents of America's Children with Bank of America.
So they
welcome my patronatism, you know, because I've been with them.
Of course, you know, anybody who shows loyalty, I mean, most professional companies will appreciate that.
Yeah, I believe in continuity. I believe when I started, you know, doing business with somebody, I like to, you know, just stay with that person because we grow and we understand each other and we get familiar with each other.
That's exactly what we're hoping for here.
And we become kind of family-like, you know.
To have a relationship with you that is going to be mutually productive. We want to get your phone ringing, get you the jobs that you're looking for. And we want to be able to do that for a long time. Now, like I said, you know that the one that we're working on is the one that says local splash initial invoice.
Yeah. So I need to get the heck out of here right now, Paul.
Okay, so if you are able to complete the terms of experience that we started, you should be able to unlock your screen and see the boxes that I'm talking about and type in your name and hit confirm signature. But we also are already scheduling your client interview. You want that rescheduled, you said, tomorrow at what time?
11 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'm going to reschedule that at 11 o'clock tomorrow, and then we'll call you then. It'll be either your client interview technician calling you, or if I'm in between phone calls tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I will introduce your technician, and we'll get that that client interview scheduled for 11 o'clock tomorrow. We'll send you a calendar invite, but we'll also send you a reminder email at 10 o'clock tomorrow, okay? So at 11 o'clock tomorrow, you know, that's when we're going to call you.
Okay.
And we need you to answer the phone, okay? Because like I said, if not, we won't be able to get things set up here.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate you. Welcome aboard. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again.
Oh, okay, bro.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Paul. Thanks.
Bye-bye.